From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
South Korea and the U.S. fire four missiles into the East Sea in response to North Korea's intermediate-range ballistic missile provocation. U.S. President Joe Biden promises to continue discussions with South Korea to ease its concerns over the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. And the government reveals that it is preparing legal revisions to abolish the Gender Equality Ministry. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. South Korea and the United States have responded to North Korea's missile provocation on Tuesday with their own launch of four ground-to-ground missiles into the East Sea. The Allied forces also scrambled jets the previous day, dropping guided bombs on targets off the western coast. The nuclear-powered USS Ronald Reagan was also rerouted to return to the East Sea in an apparent warning to Pyongyang. Kim Bum-soo has more.
The South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff released video footage of the tactical ballistic missile drill with the U.S. early morning Wednesday. After four ATACMS guided missiles hit targets in the East Sea, the South Korean JCS said that the Allied forces are capable of neutralizing the enemy's origin of attack. Four South Korean F-15Ks and four U.S. F-16 fighters also carried out a precision strike exercise earlier on Tuesday, dropping two guided bombs on targets in the Yellow Sea. After participating in a massive combined drills last week with South Korean and Japanese warships near the Korean Peninsula, the nuclear-powered USS Ronald Reagan supercarrier was also rerouted to return to the East Sea, according to the South Korean military. Amid rising concerns of a seventh underground nuclear test, North Korea on Tuesday conducted an intermediate-range ballistic missile launch and forced the government of Japan to issue an emergency alert in its northern region. Following the trajectory over Japan, the projectile, presumed to be the nuclear-capable Hwasong-12, flew 4,500 kilometers, the longest for a North Korean ballistic missile to date. That means the U.S. territory of Guam is well within the North Korean weapons striking range. Kim Bum-soo, KBS World Radio News.
The United Nations Security Council will hold a public briefing on Wednesday to discuss North Korea's firing of an intermediate-range ballistic missile the previous day. According to a foreign ministry official in Seoul, the South Korean mission is scheduled to attend the briefing, set to begin at 3 p.m. local time, as a country of interest despite not being a council member. The official added that Seoul is in close consultation with major allies, including those on the council, to see that the international community sends a stern message against the North's repeated violations of UNSC resolutions. Reuters reported that China and Russia, two permanent council member states, opposed a public meeting, claiming that it would not help efforts to ease tensions on the Korean Peninsula. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida expressed intent to closely communicate with South Korea on security matters. According to Kishida's official residence on Wednesday, the Prime Minister made the remark the previous night following a phone conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden about North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. Kishida said he wants to pursue future-oriented development in Seoul-Tokyo ties based on friendly relations built after the two sides signed the 1965 Normalization Treaty. Referring to his recent summit with President Yoon Suk-yeol that produced an agreement to reopen various channels between their diplomatic officials, Kishida said he particularly wants to enhance communication on security issues linked to people's lives. U.S. President Joe Biden has sent a letter to President Yoon Suk-yeol promising to continue discussions to ease Seoul's concerns over the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act. According to the presidential office on Wednesday, a letter from Biden was delivered the previous day sharing his stances on the new U.S. law as well as the South Korea-U.S. alliance. The top office said President Biden wrote that he is well aware of President Yoon's concerns over the IRA and stressed that Washington will continue frank and open-minded discussions with Seoul on the matter. Biden also said he is certain the U.S. will play a crucial role together with South Korea in strengthening the bilateral alliance and achieving their joint goals.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The Vice Interior Minister sought opinions from the main opposition Democratic Party on the government's plan to downgrade the Gender Equality Ministry to a division within the Health Ministry. Vice Interior Minister Han Chang-sup on Wednesday announced revisions to the Government Organization Act that would abolish the Gender Equality and Family Ministry and transfer its functions to a headquarters under the Health Ministry. Following the briefing, DP spokesperson Oh Young-hwan told reporters that his party raised concerns over the demotion of the new headquarters chief to the vice ministerial level, thereby losing leverage when negotiating with other ministries or agencies. Although not insisting that the ministry keep its current name, the DP emphasized that the entity should remain to handle increasing crimes targeting women and to meet the United Nations recommendation of an independent ministry addressing gender equality. President Yoon Suk-yeol pledged to abolish the ministry during his campaign, claiming that it had failed to fulfill its role. The pledge, however, was met with criticism that he was attempting to ingratiate himself with young male voters. Daily COVID-19 cases on Wednesday doubled from Tuesday's tally to jump above 30,000 amid reduced testing over the long holiday weekend. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Wednesday that 34,739 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 69 from overseas. The country's cumulative caseload came to around 24,882,000. Although the daily tally doubled from a day ago with increased testing after the extended holiday, the figure decreased by 1,400 from a week ago and 6,500 from 2 weeks ago. It also marks the lowest in 13 weeks for Wednesday tallies. The 27th Busan International Film Festival, or BIFF, will kick off on Wednesday night for a 10-day run in the southern port city of Busan. The festival will be held offline for the first time in 3 years and will see a 100% screening capacity after being limited to 50% last year. The event will feature a total of 243 films from 71 countries, including Scent of Wind by Iranian director Hadi Mohageh as the festival's opener, and A Man by Japanese director Kei Ishikawa as the closing film. The SSG Landers have become the first wire-to-wire team to advance to the Korean Series in the history of South Korean professional baseball, which celebrates its 40th anniversary this year. The Landers came to sit atop the ranking of the Korea Baseball Organization League after its magic number came down from 1 to 0 following a 3-8 loss by second-place LG Twins to the Kia Tigers in a Shinhan Bank SOL KBO League game on Tuesday. The remaining three games have no bearing on the Landers' ranking, having remained in first in the league for the duration of the season to become the first wire-to-wire team in KBO League history with a record of 88 wins, 49 losses, and 4 ties in 141 games. The latest feat comes 2 years after retail giant Shinsegae Group purchased the SK Wyverns and rebranded the team SSG Landers, taking over a franchise that had made it to the Korean Series a total of 3 times in the past, most recently in 2010. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index rose 5.84 points, or 0.26% on Wednesday, closing the day at 2,215.22. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ fell, however, losing 11.45 points, or 1.64%, to close at 685.34. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 16.41 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,410.11. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.